to go herping. Are you ready to take your herpetology know-how on the road? Outdoor observation is a great way to learn about snakes and their habitats. These tips will help you learn about snakes safely and be a good neighbor to them out in the field. What to bring? Water, comfortable clothing, sun protection, like a hat and sunscreen, closed-toed shoes, a field notebook, which is on pages 3 and 4, or some type of paper, your favorite snake field guide, and optional, a camera. What is herping and why do it? Herpetology is a study of reptiles and amphibians. Animals that are classified as reptiles or amphibians are sometimes referred to as herps. Looking for these animals outdoors in their habitats is called herping or field herping. Herping allows you to see snakes and other reptiles and amphibians in their native ranges and habitats. This can teach you a lot about their behavior, range and distribution, and interactions with other living things. For safe herping. Before you go, where will you go and look for snakes and other herps? What kinds of snakes live in that area? Are there any venomous snakes to be aware of? What are other signs a snake has been around? Shedding, tracks, scat? Explore iNaturalist San Francisco Reptiles page to get an idea of reptiles you might encounter in San Francisco County. How to stay safe? Bring a buddy with you. Keep your distance. Don't approach or handle wildlife, whether they're venomous or not. Let snakes be snakes. Don't feed or bait wildlife. Avoid loud noises or sudden movements that might startle the snake. Allow the snake to do whatever it's doing without distraction, whether it's sunning, traveling from one place to another, or engaging in any other behaviors. How to protect snake habitat? Stay on designated trails. Leave the habitat the way you found it. Pack out everything you brought in, including all waste items like snack wrappers. And record what you find. Take a photo of the snake or evidence of the snake. Use your field journal or a spreadsheet below to draw what you find. You can also include notes, thoughts, or questions. Use a snake or reptile field guide to help you identify the snakes you see. Lastly, practice community science. Upload photos to iNaturalist and contribute to data used by scientists.